Think you've seen everything there is to see in online television? Let us surprise you. Visit voiceamerica.tv today for sports, health, business, and more on demand 24/7.
The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Sports Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericasports.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Welcome to Inside the Trenches, everyone, the international interactive show that's looking swept across the nation here on the Voice America Sports Network, which is king across the land and leader in internet media with your host, 12-year pro football veteran, and yes, of course, you already know, the Voice of America, bringing it to you each and every week. Our day starts at 12, and so does Inside the Trenches. Mondays, 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. It'll never be the same again. But you know, also got to do this, is that, you know, you already know who he is, and that's the great thing about it. That's why I love saying it, and I love saying his name, because, you know, I gave him a great name, you know, and I don't know if he likes it. Well, you know, but I had to give him that name because he just, what he does and what he does for me, you already know, my co-host. And I'm very excited about, you know, this is that, and especially today. Matt Mann, tell them how we do.
If you smell what the rock is cooking.
Yes, you already know who it is. Automatic. Yes, my co-host doing it for me each and every week and making this thing happen for us as this dynamic duo that we have going on here at Voice America. We continue to do what we do. Now, we got a lot to talk about, but before I do any show, you know how I do, is, for me, Jesus is Lord, so greater is he that lives inside of me. So when you hear these amazing things, and yes, what you're attracted to is the man inside me showing out. So that's what's amazing about it. So I want to thank everybody for tuning in to Inside the Trenches. And yes, we got to get you caught up to date because, we've been gone for just a couple of weeks, you know, and that's just how the schedule, and that's how the schedule goes. But hey, that's all right. So let's get you caught up here because there's been a lot of football, man. And obviously Inside the Trenches is where is that? Because yes, it starts up front and there's no question about this is that there is a lot going on. And yeah, we got to talk about our bird gang here in Arizona, of course. You know, unfortunately they lost, but there's a lot of football to talk about, you know, obviously our bird gang. We're going to talk about the Buffalo Bills, yeah, man, we're going to get into that. And also the Green Bay Packers with the Carolina Panthers, because we got a new little segment here, you know. Obviously it was hot on the streets, and obviously what part of the game is this? Is those segments here. We're going to incorporate, you know, a lot of what's going on now in the NFL and have some fun with that there. Now we want to get you guys kind of caught up to speed here. We want to say thank you everybody for tuning in. And with the new website, we want to kind of get some feedback from you guys. Is the new website is being constructed, is already up, and it's a little more, it's easy, as kind of as user friendly, point and click. And you can simply just get around, and it's not as detailed as the old website that we have from before. But that's all right. But you know, that's all right. Hopefully you like this one. If you don't, then you don't. We don't know what else to tell you towards that one there. I mean, but that's all right. You know, this one seems a little bit more, a lot more videos on it. And it's going to be a lot more, a lot more interactive. Only in the sense that you get to simply watch and hear us from the website, so we'll get that. Hopefully, you do like it, you know, from that standpoint there, and you get to see what we got going on, and then you can be a part of it. Also, we want to give you a little bit of updates what's going on with Inside the Trenches Restaurant. Yes, you already know about it. I mean, Inside the Trenches Restaurant, yes, we've been getting some things going. And as we start to progress, we want to keep you guys updated on that, is that we're progressing nicely. And, yes, once again, it's at the Fiesta Mall here in Mesa, Arizona. So we want to get you guys updated, you know, as we get prepared to launch and have our opening date, but we want to get you guys excited about that. So stay tuned with us on that. And yes, we're going to have a lot of information up on the website to keep you guys informed from that aspect there. And also here on Inside Trenches, the show, you know, we're going to keep you guys obviously informed there. So things are going great. You know, we're gonna have some pictures up. We got the Great Wall. That's actually the Great Wall in the restaurant that's actually coming down. And yes, I want to thank a very, very good friend of mine, Javon Walker, for coming in. Yes, on Saturday, you know, a friend of Javon Walker, obviously formerly with the Green Bay Packers and the Denver Broncos, and of course the Oakland Raiders. He came in town, and he was able to sign the Great Wall, and it was very good to see him. And we also we like that he signed the Great Wall, even though it's coming down and stuff like that. That's, you know, part of the construction process with the restaurant. So we'll be ready for everyone. And we also want to thank the mall staff and also the Mesa High School kids. They're up on the, they just really tagged the Great Wall. And, they did a lot more and all that, they spray painted and all that stuff like that. So, we'll have those pictures up on the website here, just a little bit, today. But if they're not up today, but we will have them up on the website and let you guys see the Great Wall that's coming down. Yes, Inside the Trenches Restaurant is a fabulous, fabulous restaurant where it's gonna feature an open kitchen. Yeah, I know I'm just going off on that one, but it's gonna feature an open kitchen. And yes, we're gonna have our ice cream and yogurt bar and all that going on. So it's going to be some great things going on at Inside the Trenches Restaurant. And it is a all-day breakfast to kind of give everybody a little bit more information there. But yes, the Great Wall, it'll be down today. And, you know, unfortunately, we'll get the pictures up to everybody. And thanks to the Mesa Football High School, the Mesa High School. I got to get that right. Man, I'm kind of lost. Good one there, man. I was kind of at a loss. Well, I gotta know the name of the high school. And unfortunately, I don't have the name of the high school, but it's the Mesa High School kids. We want to thank the kids for coming in, to the restaurant and them, you know, putting their autographs on it. You know, those are some future stars out there and, you know, continue to keep going, guys, you know. And also we gotta get you guys up, to speed here is that, yes, our casting director, Kim Smith, we love you. We love you. And we want to make sure that we would just want to say all is well with you. You know, Kim's continued to do some things out there on the East Coast. We love her. And, you know, we want you to keep up and we want to give maybe some, hey man, can we give us some hand claps or something like that? We just want to give you a couple of hand claps, you know. Doing some great things. She's putting together what Kim's actually doing out there on the East Coast. Is she's putting together some great events for Inside the Trenches. And yes, there's a lot of things going on inside the trenches, but she's putting up a great event out there. We're going to have a charity event, possibly, pretty soon here. If not, within the next few months, next couple of months, by November. If not, then we're going to have something at the beginning of next year, a golf tournament. So we're going to get more information about that tournament on the website. So just kind of getting everybody up to breath, but she's working really hard there and we love her. And only thing is that, she's being very diligent on it. She wanted to bring you guys the best Inside Trenches has to offer when it comes to, doing, charity events and just any type of function and any type of, you know, events like that. So we love it. We want to say, Kim, we want to give you another round of applause for that. We love you on that. So continue doing what you're doing, and we know it's a little bit of a hectic schedule, for you now. Also for you and yours out there who want to be a part of the show and you want to be on the show, simply email us at info@insidethetrenches.com. Once again, that's info@insidethetrenches.com, and we want to get you guys some information. And if you want to be on the show, and actually if you've got any topics of discussion that you want to be on the show, like I said, do email us there at info@insidethetrenches.com. But some of your topics, you know, that you want to, you know, that you want to email us, you know, I always say this all the time, is that if you're going to email us, if you want to email us some recipes for the restaurant, email us some recipes, you know, that you want to see at one of the events, then do so. You can, you know, do so, because we want to see what you got. We want to see what you got going on, and we want to see what you got. And if you just want to email us simply about what you got going on in your neck of the woods, because we want to know, we want to hear some of the great stories. But if you're going to do that, then you know what you got to do. You got to email Kim Smith. That's, once again, that's kim.smith@insidethetrenches.com. Once again, that's kim.smith@insidethetrenches.com. Let her get you ready and prepared to be on the show, and then we're going to take that from there, and then you get to go ahead and have some fun with me, and I get to have some fun with you, and then we simply get to just flow back and forth and let the world know what you got going on here, because, yes, obviously, we are global here, and the great thing about that is that you get to let everybody be a part of what you got going on. So let's continue to get them emails out to us, topics of discussion. Also, if you'd like to be on the show, if you know someone that you want to be on the show and they got a great story to tell, and I get to decide who has those great stories, and you know, and let us to be a part of it, because everyone has one, and because the greater is he that lives inside of you. So now is the time for us to get that story out, get that greatness out, get that victory, get that information out to people. So, you know, a lot of people want to follow those steps there.
On the board!
That's right. Get on the board with that. So, we're going to give you some information too. I want to give you some little more information about the website here. The new website, yes, it's simpler. You know, you get to listen to the shows and such like that. But the one thing we want to get you is watching the videos, watching the show online. And it's great. But if you want to order the show now, that's going to be coming up soon, because we also got going on. And that's new. I'm just putting it out here now, but soon the apparel, the merchandise and all that stuff like that, because I know that's been a topic of discussion, and that's soon coming. I'm gonna say that again. I know that's been a topic of discussion. So, the clothing and all that stuff like that will be coming soon. That's coming soon. That's really how we're going with that one there. Now, what we got to do here, what we got to do right here now is we got to throw a little upbeat, because yeah, man, we got some games to talk about here. Now, what we're gonna do is, hey man, Matt man, if you got something for me, man, I don't care what you give me. You know what I mean? We got to introduce and roll through, because we got some games to talk about here. So, you know, whatever you got, give me what you got. And hey, let's make this thing happen. That's right. Oh boy, we got to say it, is that, yes, this young kid, and I gotta get, I mean, the first game we gotta talk about is that, yes, is the Cam Newton show. I mean, young man, go ahead, congratulations, do your thing. You know, if anybody's watched the game, yes, and I don't know if you haven't watched the game, who hasn't, because there's a lot going on with the young man, Cam Newton, obviously, I gotta give him a little love there. And also, you know, I gotta give a little more love to the Green Bay Packers. Congratulations, guys. You know, I'm going to give you a round of applause for that one, you know, and congratulations that you guys you pulled that off. Now, I don't know if anyone watched the game closely, obviously, here on the on the West Coast, unless you got a DirecTV, a satellite or something like that. But the young kid had a great game, another great game. Unfortunately, he did have three interceptions, you know, but he had 28 for 432 yards. Now, we got to give him some love on that one. But one thing we got to say about this one is that where was the running game, you know? D. Williams there, you know, D'Angelo Williams, excuse me, you know. He was only 5 for 13, you know, and no touchdowns, but, you know, only 13 rushing yards. And, you know, the quarterback there, you know, young man, you're doing your thing, and there's no question about that. Now, anybody, you know, obviously you're going to have some questions. Pretty much everyone's having questions about that. But email us these questions about, I mean, this young man is doing his thing. So over 860 yards in just 2 weeks. He's only trailing Tom Brady, you know, which is 900 yards, over 900 and something yards are passing. So a great showing for a young kid, but unfortunately they're 0-2. All right. Now, you know, this, we love you, but man, you got something good going on over there in Carolina. You got something great going on over there in Carolina. But the one thing we want to see is that, you got to get wins because this is impressive. Yes, it is impressive. And Steve Smith has got to be saying this. Oh boy, he got to be saying that more times than not. And we like it. We love it. You know, he was 6 for 156. You got to love that because now the ball is just being thrown in the air, and you got time to have some fun with it. You know, but the one thing is that, you know, we're gonna get the talking more about this game here because it looks like we got to take a little bit of a break. So, but that's all right. So what we're going to do right here is that we're going to talk a little bit more about what's going on with the Carolina Panthers and congratulations with the Green Bay Packers. But congratulations to the Carolina Panthers. Looks like they got a star is born. So, hey, automatic, man. Let's take a quick break. And then everyone, when we come back from this break, we'll be back with you with some more football. So, we'll come see on, you shortly. Man, no, no.
Your internet flagship station for sports.
Voice America Sports.
When it comes to youth and high school football, listen each week to Coach Al Gross at First and Ten Football. Coach covers vital topics relating to the latest trend on a national level. Join Coach as he interviews personalities from the NFL, NCAA, and the top high school coaches from around the country. Catch all the interviews and get in-depth information online at www.firstandtenfootball.com. Your national resource for youth and high school football. First and Ten Football airs Wednesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on Voice America Sports.
Take us on the go. It's even easier now. The Voice America Talk Radio Network has launched our mobile app for iPhone, Android, or BlackBerry. Visit the Apple iTunes App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market to download the app powered by Aircast. It's free and no registration is necessary. In minutes, you could be enjoying your favorite Voice America Talk Radio host, no matter where you are. In the car, out and about, while traveling, or anytime you can't be close to your computer. Catch up on the archives you've missed or discover new shows on the spot. Search Voice America at your favorite app store.
Looking for a great sports show from a kid's point of view? Look no further than Speaking of Sports.
We've got the stats, scores, and inside news on what's happening all over the sports world. It's all hard-hitting, can't-miss action from your point of view. You'll hear different perspectives, opinions, and predictions from the fans and experts. Tune in to Speaking of Sports every Friday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Kids channel. Miss just 1 minute of this show and you've missed out.
The fans now have a voice to speak their mind. No holds barred.
Lay the bitch's ass and then move on.
I just think that the coach made a mistake.
All crazy.
NFL, MLB, NBA, NHL. Speak up.
Speak up.
Or forever hold your mouth.
We ain't playing around here.
Voice America Sports.
Well, here we go. Welcome back to Inside the Trenches, everyone. Here we go. If you wasn't ready, it's too late now. We're making this thing happen for you each and every week. Mondays will never be the same again. A date starts at 12, and so does Inside the Trenches, 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Yes, with your host, the 12-year pro football veteran. Yes, of course, the voice of America, RKL Truelove, with my co-host, obviously you know who it is, Automatic, Mr. Matt Mann, making this thing happen for you. Each and every week, we want to thank everybody for tuning in with. And yes, just before we left off for the show, we were talking about the Carolina Panthers and the Green Bay Packers game. But yeah, we were talking about that. You know, there's some great things when we want to finish off that segment right there and finish off and top great things that Cam was talking about. But just to touch up with everybody, yes, email us your questions and email us some of the things that you want to talk about and you got any questions for the show. And yes, obviously there's a lot of questions out there, you know, about the young man just Cam Newton and doing this thing. And now there was a lot of naysayers out there. Now, you know, amazingly enough, is that the transition for this young man has been absolutely nothing short of amazing. So any emails that you want to continue to send with us, and if you are on the website right now, listen to the show, a great continue to do your thing. You also can go to voiceamericasports.com and listen to the show that way, you know, and you simply go to Inside the Trenches and we make the thing happen for you. So any new listeners out there, and yes, we thank everyone for continuing to stay with us. Now, but of course, you know, you got to email us at info@insidethetrenches.com. I'm just putting it out there, and I'm just letting everybody know is that, yes, you have to go to info@insidethetrenches.com. But if you wanted to email me directly, you know, that's cool. You know, that's, you know, if you want to email me, you know, a kitchen recipe or something like that, or you want to email me, you know, a Bible verse, scripture, something like that, you know, that's cool. You know, that's cool. And that's what I'm talking about. Email me at truelock@insidethetrenches.com. Once again, that's truelock@insidethetrenches.com. Now, if you guys, anybody wanted to do so, if you wanted to start an event and you want Inside the Trenches to be there, yes, I got to give you that information like that too, because that is actually what's going on now. Is that, hold on, let me drink a little bit of water. I thought I was gonna get like a, you know, like a glass, man, I thought I was gonna get like a glass breaking or you know, something. Ah! I love you too, man. We got like a special song, you know, our special song, you know, can we play our special song? I mean, you know, it's not that it's ours. It's a song for the show. I mean, if he doesn't have it right this second, you know, right this second is cool. But that's our, it's a very special song of ours, and you know, from our hearts to your hearts, everybody out there, you know, and we're going to have that ready for you. You already know what, everybody out there, listen, you guys, you already know what the song is, you know, and that's cool, and, you know, but we're going to play it anyway for you when that's what we're talking about. You already know. I'm waiting for everybody. And when you email that, and email me about my singing too, because if you want to do a duet with me or something like that, Matt mix it up and stuff like that. But if you want to do a duet with me and something like that, that's cool too. So, you know, I had to go ahead and let you hear the, so all you producers out there, I know you're starting to come, you know, you want this voice that I got going on here. Oh. Yeah. What? Come on, can I get some claps for that one? No. Oh, man. It's all right. But you know, so we gotta finish this off. But yes, because we got a lot of football. We still got a lot of football to talk about. Yes, is that once again is that the finish off this. This one thing with the Cam Newton show, Cam Newton show. Congratulations to the young man, making the adjustment, to him, you know, and the first, he set a league record right now, a rookie, you know, and 854 yards in the first two games. That is, absolutely astonishing. One thing is that because he's made the transition, and another thing is that, you know, hey guys, we love you guys, but hey, you know what, we got to go ahead and pick the other side up. I mean, obviously, defensively, you continue to do your thing, but the running game, man. I mean, you know, hey, you guys had the running game that was out of this world. So let's get you guys back on track, and then you have amazingly potent offense, and you just have a great team. So, but congratulations to my good guys. You know, I got to say congratulations to, you know, the Green Bay Packers there, you know, and, you know, 2-0, like everybody's expecting you to be, you know, actually 5-0 shortly, but, you know, congratulations on that. And I got to do this, man, because, this is something that's pretty, amazing in itself, is that, we got to give a couple of claps because we got to move on to the next game, and the next game, which is an exciting game for me, because you know they've had all types of things that a lot of people simply said it's not possible is the Buffalo Bills. You know, I think Matt Mann is a Matt, you're, no, Matt's a Bird Gang. You know, Matt is the, I think he likes the Ravens neither one. Well, here's what's going on is that we want to congratulate to the Buffalo Bills. 2-0. They haven't been 2-0, you know, they haven't been 2-0, man, since, let me get that back up. Let me pull that up. Haven't been 2-0 since like 1998, something like that. Man, look at that, you know. So we're going to get that information. We gotta get more of that information up. But congratulations to them, you know, and congratulations to, they're 2-0, but it's how they're winning. They're winning offensively, and they're making the stops defensively. And that is just, in and of itself, that is a great thing to see, because obviously all the issues that, and congratulations to the quarterback, Ryan Fitzpatrick. I like to kind of give him a couple of hand claps there, you know, and, yeah. Yeah, I mean, because the Buffalo Bills, I mean, they were going through all types of things, man, and And, you know, and unfortunately, because our next team that we're going to talk about here, I'm going to finish this game off, is that our next team we're going to talk about is, you'll know once it comes in, but not yet, Matt. Hold on 1 second. We got to talk about this game here just a little bit. Is that, you know, Ryan Fitzpatrick, a great game, you know, 28 for 46, 264 yards and 3 touchdowns. Fred Jackson, 15 rushes, 117. Now that's amazing. CJ Spiller, you know, he had a good game too. 4 rushes, 63 yards, man. Come on, man. That's what I'm talking about, is that what part of the game is this, man? We're going to get to them. They're going to be our highlights, you know, is that, yeah, they're doing their thing. They starting out there and having a great time doing it. But, you know, we got to talk about the, We got to talk about Run DMC and the Raiders. Yes, Darren McFadden. You know, he was 20 rushes, 72 yards, 3.6 average. And you know, the great thing about that is that he's used like 80% of the game, or 85% of the offense. You know, but that's all right. So, How they using him just so much, and the young man is continuing to do what he's doing. He's a workhorse for them, and he's making that thing happen. So, Run DMC, man, you're doing your thing, you know, and you know. But congratulations, Jason Campbell. Seems like he found himself a good home, a good fit with the Raiders, you know, because he's putting the numbers up, and he has that great big arm. He could just go ahead and float that ball about 80 yards in the air, and that's something impressive. But he was 23 for 33 for 323 yards. Now, you know, unfortunately, they're 1-1, you know, and especially when they travel east, you know, they were 0-3 last year, just basically cross country trips and such like that. But, you know, the Raiders, you know, looks like they got something going on and coming back. But the Bills, congratulations to the Bills. That's what you do your thing. But, hey, Matt, man, we got to let them know, good stuff with the Bills, but this next team here, you already, you know, we got to say congratulations to them. But, hey, Matt, man, let's let them know what's up. Lion, how about that one? Yeah, the Eye of the Tiger, man. Or we just said the Eye of the Lion. Congratulations to the Detroit Lions. I gotta give them some love here. Is that this is exciting to talk about. Why? Because, man, Detroit had all types of problems, all types of issues. Not winning a game a couple of years ago to basically right now, they're 2-0. Now, and not only that, they're 2-0, they're 2-0 and they're dominating 2-0. You know, Matthew Stafford, great quarterback. You knew it was a great, tough quarterback. And he was 23 for 39. I like this one. Is at 294 yards, but 4 touchdowns. You know, he had an interception, but that's cool. You know, we're going to let that one go. But 4 touchdowns. I mean, he just another great performance, by the young man who just, he's just continued to take this team to the next level. But, you know how I like to do this is I like to let everybody know is yes, it starts up front, and that's how we do what we do, because it goes always had to start inside the trenches. And you know, and they just obviously we know about the great, they got Farley, they got Van den Bosch, they got Nansingmon. Man, I just made that name bad, you know. You know, the big D tackle, obviously. But the great thing about it is that, man, I mean, we're going to talk about, LaCharles Michael, we'll talk about that in a second. But the Detroit Lions, I mean, man, I mean, go ahead and do your thing, and congratulations on that. And here's a name for you. Is Megatron, obviously Calvin Johnson. You know, three receptions, but two for touchdowns. That's an interesting stat. You know, that is very interesting. You know, that's a good day. I mean, that definitely is a good day. You know, and and unfortunately, unfortunately for the Kansas City Chiefs is that they're 0-2, and you know, I was a Chief at once, and what's up, guys? You know, I kind of don't know what to say about that one. 34-point loss. The game was lopsided, obviously. It was ugly all the way around, but, you know, 48-3, but congratulations to the Detroit Lions, because Kansas City Chiefs, you can't figure it out. I don't know if they even trying to figure it out, 0-2, but, you know, to be beat, to be beat as bad as they got, you just can't figure it out. But the Detroit Lions, yes, 2-0. They haven't seen 2-0 in about a decade now. And that's something that, you know, you got to get excited about for the Detroit Lions. So, yes, we give them the eye of the tiger song. Million, I tell you. Unfortunately, for the Kansas City Chiefs, it's just how they're losing, you know. And, you know, you want to say, hey, guys, you know, but, you know, this is just only week two. So that's all right. It's only week two. But the good thing about it is that even though it's week two, that means, you know, week three is just around the corner. And by the end of the month, they'll be 2-2. That's right. We're going to call it like that, call it how we see it there, you know. And that's how we're going to do it there, because we want the Kansas City Chiefs to turn around. The host, I got to say, I want them personally be 2-2, because I want them to come back. You know, it was a great organization to play for, and there was just some great people that, you know, we were surrounded with. And so you just don't want to see the Kansas City Chiefs. You know, we don't want them to do bad. But congratulations to the Detroit Lions, man. You guys look good, and that's what's great about it. Listen, what we got to do, everybody, is we got to take our final break of the day, and then after that, man, we got to talk some more football, because, man, we got a lot to talk about, man. There's no question. We got to talk about the Dallas Cowboys. We got to talk about the Bird Gang here. Unfortunately, you know what happened with the Bird Gang, and if you don't know what happened, then we're going to get you up. And also, what's going on with the JETS. So we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with you. All right. No.
Your internet flagship station for sports.
Voice America Sports.
Okay, sports fans, here's your opportunity to discuss football, America's favorite sport. On an annual basis, millions of people attend, watch, and listen to football, both pro and college. Ray Ellis Sports, an internet talk radio show, was developed with the fan in mind. Join host former Philadelphia Eagles and Cleveland Browns strong safety Ray Ellis on Voice America Sports every Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific for exciting, interactive football discussions from the fans' perspective. Tune in every Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific to Ray Ellis Sports, right here on the Voice America Network. And let's talk football.
What if there was a program that brought the best in sports and the best of entertainment together in one place? It can be done. And Darnell Autry proves it every week on Outside the Spotlight. In this program, athletes and artists come together to share their success stories, hobbies, professional projects, and more that will interest not only the sports fan, but fans of entertainment and other human interest stories. If you have something you want to ask your favorite athlete or entertainer, listen for Outside the Spotlight, Fridays at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern, on Voice America Sports.
Fantasy sports is where the action really is. Over 40 million people play fantasy sports, but rarely do they get to quiz the experts. Fantasy Insights is the name and the game. Tune in every week as Dish Adams and his guests clue you in on the fantasy football game, what's happening on and off the field, and how it will affect your fantasy team. These experts aren't just beat writers assigned to fantasy football. They live and breathe the game. Tune in to Fantasy Insights with Dish Adams every Thursday afternoon at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern on Voice America Sports.
Is a beauty.
It's a fly ball deep right field. Back goes O'Neal. He's at the shot. Got it. With 2.8 seconds left
to left. I don't care where they put him. This one is out of here.
From high school to the pros, we cover everything.
Let your voice be heard. Voice America Sports.
We've been waiting for a long time. Yes, we've been waiting for a long, long time. We've been waiting for a long time. But we ain't gonna wait no more. We're getting ready to rock and roll. We're gonna 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3. Well, there's a reason everybody should be shaking in the house tonight.
Welcome back to Inside the Trenches, everyone. The interactive international show that's sent us up across the nation. And yes, the leader here on the Voice America Sports Network, the leader in internet media. Thank you guys for tuning in to Inside the Trenches. Yes, Mondays will never be the same again, obviously. The day starts at 12, and so does Inside the Trenches, 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, and making this thing happen for you each and every week. Now, you know, before we left off, obviously, you know, we had to give a little introduction. You know, yes, we had to give a little introduction, and yes, all is well with them boys. The boys are back. Yes, you know, and yes, Tony Romo's back. He's been catching a little bit of a flack and stuff like that, you know. But yes, we got to talk about what's going on with the Cowboys. The Cowboys and against the San Francisco 49ers, and congratulations to that. You know, they came back. They came back and won the game 27. Obviously, 27-24, and it was not only that, it's just that it's Tony Romo. He got beat up a little bit. That's all right. But check this out, everybody. You know, give him a little love here. And Romo, I'm going to give you some claps here, because, you know, in our next segment, which is going to be coming up here in just a couple of minutes, you're one of our guys that's been stunting. Listen, man, you've been getting a little bit of flack here, but he was 20 for 33. 345 yards, 2 touchdowns, no interceptions. He got a little dinged up. Looks like he got a little bit of rib injury, and back. You know, that's right. You know, I know last week they blew a lead, late 14-point lead last week against the New York Jets, but they're 1-1 right now. And congratulations, because, you know, Tony Romo, yes, he took a hit from Jesse Holly, you know, but it's all right, because the young man came back, and he came back and had a great game, and, you know, completed 5 or 6 passes in a tying drive, connecting on consecutive throws, you know, and that's what was great about it, you know, So, you know, he came back. And that's what I like about it, because Tony Romo, we got to give you some love, because that's definitely a memorable game there. So, you know, this is our segment. We're going to set this thing up. And, you know, he got to be the first one we talk about here, because, you know, we also got to talk about the Bird Gang here, you know, in just a second. But congratulations to Tony Romo and the Dallas Cowboys, even though he took a little bit of flack last week, you know, but a great game. Miles Austin and Jason Witten, but Miles Austin, I don't know, I mean, he was miles ahead of everybody, you know, 9 catches for 143 yards. He just was just rolling. And that's what you want to see. And that's what you want to see. But I like the fact that it was a gritty performance by Tony Romo. And he came back after being dinged up a little bit. They brought Kitner in. And we love you, Kitner. But, you know, Tony Romo came back, finished the game off, and made this thing happen. Because he's a great quarterback. And I'm a Tony Romo fan. You know, I am a fan. You know, hold on. I'm going to drink some water here. Hold up. Yeah, I'm a Tony Romo fan, so I got to give him some love, and I'm always going to give him love, you know, love anyway, you know. But the one thing about it is he did his thing, and you know, congratulations to that. Unfortunately, with the San Francisco 49ers, you know, unfortunately on their end, you know, they didn't fare as well. And yes, and there's some good friends out there that, you know, I want to give it some love to, yes, a very good friend of mine, Ed Love. I got to give him I'm giving him love. Yeah, that's right. Is Ed Love? He's a big Niners fan. Unfortunately, his Niners didn't fare very well. And because, you know, he's talking to me all about the Niners and our good buddy Julian, you know, you guys talking to me about the Niners. And, you know, unfortunately, you guys didn't farewell, you know, the Cowboys, they came in town, the boys are back in town and they did what they needed to do. But yeah, man, we got to go ahead and switch speeds a little bit and talk about the Bird Gang, man. Yeah, man. I mean, we got to talk about the Bird Gang before we get into our next segment here, which is coming up in about a minute. So once you hear the music, you already know what it is, man. We got the stunt like that. So when you hear the music, get ready for it. You already know who we're going to talk about is, who was stunting out there, this weekend on the field and, you know, lighting it up out there. But yeah, the Bird Gang, yes, they went over to the East Coast. You know, it was a long trip, you know. So I'm going, you know, hey, it's a long trip. So they went over there on the East Coast and didn't fare so well against the Washington Redskins. And unfortunately, you know, they lost 21-22, to the Washington Redskins, you know, out there on the East Coast. And, But congratulations to Rex Grossman. Give him a little bit of love. You know, he 25 for 43, 291 yards. He had two interceptions. The good thing about it is that, you know, our good guy, you know, Adrian Wilson, AW, he was able to have a great game, you know, and he was able to get an interception knowing that, you know, he's still a little dinged up, a little injured, but, you know, we want to get him back strong and get him back stronger, you know, and he's just back in the mix. So, you know, we're glad that he didn't leave out. But congratulations to Tim Hightower. You know, he was traded over to the Washington Redskins, he left here from the Bird Gang. And, so he was traded over there and he had a great day, you know, 20 rushes for 96 yards. And, you know, and you want to see that. And that's good. I mean, but also Beanie Wells, you know, Beanie Wells had a great game too. He was 14 for 93. And it's good to see that too. Either way, both running backs, they had a great day. Hightower, you know, he probably had a lot going on. But then they had the young tailback, he's a rookie, you know, and here's a name for you is, Helu, you know, it was Roy Helu Halo, you know, number 29 for the Washington Redskins. We give him a little bit of love here. You know, here's a great day for you. You know, he was 10 for 74 and, you know, 10 for 74 yards, but it was 7-point yard average. That's pretty good. You know, basically, son, you running the first down pretty much every time you touch the ball. You know, that's basically what it did. So, good job to him on that. And, you know, so we want to say congratulations. But, you know, on Bird Gang, hey, there's maybe some things that we got to tweak. Larry Fitzgerald had another amazing day, you know, and, you know, 7 catches of 133 yards, you know, hooked up with a 70 yarder, you know, from, Kevin Cobb. Now, you know, him and Kevin Cobb seem to be having a great connection there. You know, Kevin Cobb 17 for 30. 251 yards and two touchdowns, but a great hookup, you know, to Larry Fitzgerald there. And unfortunately, he had one interception today, but that's all right. That doesn't knock you down too much. But you know, your ratings wise, you know, for all your fantasy football, especially your points out there. So the good thing about it is that, you know, there's some things you got to correct. There's some things that the you know, the Bird Gang, they got to correct, and hopefully we can get that right. And because right now you're 1-1, you're tied for the lead, you know, and you know, unfortunately, is that the good thing about it is that, you know, Rex, I mean, when we just finished this off with it, Rex Grossman, you know, he was able to bring the team back, and it's not that he was able to bring the team back, is that, you know, with Rex Grossman's career, obviously, you know, he was with the Chicago Bears and then pretty much cast off, you know. But it's good to see, you know, him back from situations that they say basically, you know, and him playing great. You know, him, you know, 291 yards, 25-43, but him playing great ball. And that's what it's all about. So it's great to see that. But hey, Matt, man, when you ready, man, listen, man, we got to go ahead and you know the next segment, man, is
David Banner.
Hey, you ever seen a Chevy with the butterfly door? That's nothing is a habit. Hit like me. Hey, you ever seen a Chevy with a hit like me? Hey, you ever seen a Chevy with a hit like me? Hey, you ever seen a Chevy with the butterfly door? Stunt is a habit. Put it in the air. Stunt is a habit. Put it in the air. Stunt is a habit.
Well, you already know this part of the show is that, yes, we only got a couple moments left in this show. But what you don't really got to talk about is that, what part of the game is this? Did you get the stun on? And of course, you know, yes, you know, stun is a habit. So what part of the game is what they doing out there, man? What are they doing? What part of the game is this? So congratulations, yes. 7-133, stunting, doing his thing again. You know, we got to say what's up to him is that Larry Fitzgerald. Congratulations on that end. And yes, we love him. Congratulations. He's stunting because stunting is a habit and you'll put it in there. But then we also got to say, hey, who else was stunting out there? Yes, is that Steve Smith, Carolina Panthers receiver. You know how he was stunting. He was stunting all over the field. Now, you know, he's rejuvenated 6 for 156 yards. Yes, Steve Smith. Yes, you got to say, stunting is a habit, and you put it in the air. There you go. That's very, very exciting for him to do what he's doing. And yes, we got to give a little love. You know, I got to give a little love because I like this. Is that this is it's another good thing is that to see is yes, the Buffalo Bills team. Starting is a habit. You're putting in congratulations for being 2-0, and that's what it's all about there. What part of the game is this? Where they do that at? You know, 2-0, Buffalo Bills. So, you know, what part of the game is this? That's what's up, and that's how you do that thing there is, and I just want to give it to the Buffalo Bills. And also to, I got to give them starting is a habit. Yes, Jason Campbell. We got to give you a little bit of love too. Is that congratulations? He was 23 for 33 for 323 yards, letting that thing just fly through the air like that, and that's what it was all about right there. But yeah, but you know what? We also got to say, we got two more to go. We got two more to go. But you know, is stunting is a habit. You put this thing in there, and yes, we already know is that Tom Brady. You know. 2-0, New England Patriots. They used to doing this, but yeah, another great day. Yes, he just throwing the numbers up. Is that he was 31 of 40 for 423 yards, 3 touchdowns, just making that thing just, you know, no interceptions. You know, just being the Tom Brady that we know that he is, and you know, but that's what's up, and that's how it kind of goes there. I mean, just. I don't know, you kind of used to giving Tom Brady love there, you know. We got two more now. Yes, everyone. Is that, and obviously, you know, I'm going to do this. You know, I got to give the big man, but he's going to be my last one. Okay. All right. Now, But making this thing happen for you is that congratulations to the Pittsburgh Steelers. Is that I got to take that back. I got to take that back there. Is that yes? We want to give some love to Miles Austin and the Dallas Cowboys. Congratulate Tony Romo for having just a great day and a gritty performance for being 20 of 33 for 345 yards and 345 yards and two touchdowns. And that's what's up. And congratulations on that. But you know what I'm going to do is that stunting is a habit. I'm a defensive player. I play defense, but there ain't nothing like this one here is that when you throw a goose egg, who was stunting? Who was stunting, Batman? Hey, we got to give him a little love on it. Is that yet the Pittsburgh Steelers, they were stunting. They threw the goose egg up against the Seattle Seahawks, and that's what's up. That's right. That's how you do it. What part of the game is this? Is that they made that thing happen for them, and that's what it's all about. So to you and yours out here, thank you for listening to Inside the Trenches each and every week. Mondays will never be the same again. The day starts at 12, and so does Inside the Trenches, 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time with your host, yes, the voice of America, RKL Trueup, and yes, with my co-host, the good guy, Automatic Matt Man, making this thing happen for you. So what we're going to do is that it is time to be gone, be out. We will see you when we see you next week. You know how to make this thing happen. We're going. This is it, y'all. We'll see you.
Let's get rich. What? The cheeky finds a sugar dime. Can't quit. What? Now pop the cork. It's Nina Vega and get lit. What?
Introducing Phantom of the Dark, walk through my heaven with levitation from refreshing Chenji, Bezzanese, Seven showboating with Rugas, Flash Vines, Belafonte, Digger. Let's keep up with this work as we confiscate your figures.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Voice America Sports Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericasports.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.